Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this great salvation that when Jesus died, he died for our 3 days, 3 nights. Sin is a done deal. And thank you more than that. The answers have been given. The blessings have been made available. And we thank you for that, Lord, because that's, we know, is the answer, Father God. You come by answer. You brought us back into what you predestined us to be and have predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless with a name, with a purpose, all because we are part of the family and in relationship. So thank you for this great reality as we read these scriptures again this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Our readings this morning is from Colossians chapter 3 from verse 5 to 9. But I just want to confirm, guys, this is putting off the old man by you. How do you put off the old man? By putting on the waking to Jesus who has dealt with sin. And you died with him. And just as he don't think him thin any longer, he's got the better things. And we as well, we are finished with this old life and we are taking hold of the new life because we've been raised with him. So yesterday's reading, we partake of his resurrection. Why? Because we died with him to sin. And just as Jesus no longer dies no longer or isn't in hell no longer, he's in heaven and he's bringing about a better covenant. We are the better covenant. We are the light in the world. So the goodness of God is here. And in taking hold of the goodness, and the Holy Spirit has brought us into the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. And in the kingdom, we shepherded by Jesus. Jesus is our shepherd into the good things, the lovely things, into the plan that God has got for our lives. So this is all putting off because you have put on. Now you make no room for this deception, the life that you were once in. Listen to the tense. It's talking about the people still in disobedience, the people still in the flesh. You are no longer still in the flesh and you're no longer still in disobedience. You're now in obedience. And we're reading from the message.
And that means killing off everything connected with that way of death. Sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like whenever you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because of this kind of thing that God is about to explode in anger. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all that stuff and not knowing any better, but you know better now. So make sure it's all gone for good. Bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. Don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe.
Hallelujah. See, you lying to yourself and to others when you're not in the light as he's in the light, as Jesus is in the light, and you're not busy and feasting on the better things. Or the example here, we see in the TPT, you're putting on the clothes that you've already been dealt with, that old horrible clothes that's been taken away, and your new wardrobe is you predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless. Why? Because you've been resurrected with him. Why? Because he is your shepherd. And as your shepherd, you are a picture of the new and the better and the blessed covenant. Lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.